Hello, you're listening to a We Will Fix It podcast short with Colin Thomas and myself, James Pikeaway.
Toilet?
Yeah.
Okay, so on the, there's two connections on that. On the inside that attaches, so inside at the top of the toilet connector, so a big circle, and on the inside, there is a rubber seal. Well, that's a rubber seal in a very hot climate, which over time goes brittle and therefore will crack. Okay, on the outside, there is like four or five rubber seals that are designed to go into the sewage pipe so that if it fails on the first one, you've got the second one. If the second one fails, you've got the third one. If the fourth one fails, you've got the fifth one. Well, after 23 years, I can guarantee all those have failed. So,
yeah, there was silicone on both sides. So I'm thinking,
So to reuse that is just insanely stupid.
Yeah.
It's one of those, James, where you're just like, okay, now the other side of that is there's also three different styles of toilet connector. There is a straight toilet connector, there's a slight offset, and there is a really big offset one. We keep all of those in every van that's going to do that kind of job for the simple reason that until you actually get in there and see what is the situation, it's not always the one that's in there, but you then have that choice to make which one to use.
So here's an interesting thing, an interesting observation for this old elbow use joint that's there. I'm looking at it, and it's in place, so this old one's there, and I'm going, I think it needs to be actually on the part that's going into the sewage on the bottom. I think it needs to be raised by, you know, a quarter of an inch. I think it's not.
These are long, so it should be fine.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, to give you an idea.
So maybe it needs, where it's going in the sewer, maybe it needs to be raised a little bit.
Yeah. But again, if you imagine, if all of the seals have failed.
Yeah.
It will go straight past that seal and sink.
Oh, that's probably what's happened.
Yeah, almost certainly. Because it's very, very rare that you have that issue.
Because I'm looking at it going, this just doesn't look right to start with. It's just like, okay.
So there is that. There is the other scenario, which is with a 23-year-old toilet, it is possible.
Oh, but it's a new toilet.
Oh, it is a new toilet.
The toilet's brand new.
All right, in which case, no, it's absolutely fine with the standard three.
Yeah, no, the toilet's brand new.
Great.
Just this, why they didn't put a new one in. I mean, to me, it's just like, but if you're replacing the toilet, why wouldn't you replace the hardware that goes with
it? They do a good job of making us look good, don't they?
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately for them and for you, it causes those issues. But it's just one of those things.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Well, now I got to have another visit. And the irony of that is I'm not home a lot. And I guess the people that they're working with have a lot of home help and stuff. So there's always someone around. Yeah. So they can't get it into their minds that, well, what do you mean you're not home? It's like, I'm not home. Well, is there anyone home that we can? No, there's no one home. It's and so what
do
time?
You like dogs?
Yeah.
No.